Pre-tribulation rapture position. The pre-tribulation rapture position often faces criticism, particularly regarding the doctrine of imminence, which is foundational to its belief system. Critics argue that the association of the rapture with the arrival of the day of the Lord, as described in Revelation chapter 6, undermines the idea of imminence. According to them, if certain events must precede the rapture, then the rapture cannot be imminent. This misconception, however, is based on a misunderstanding of scriptural teachings. The Bible clearly states that no one knows the day or the hour of the Lord's coming for the church, Matthew chapter 24 verse 36. This uncertainty emphasizes the need to be constantly prepared for the rapture, as it could happen at any moment. The critics' error lies in viewing the day of the Lord as a monolithic block of time, a sudden and immediate period of judgment. In reality, the day of the Lord progresses like a typical day, starting with the morning star, moving through dawn, and culminating in full daylight, as illustrated in Malachi chapter 4 verses 1-3. The arrival of Elijah. The arrival of Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord, Malachi chapter 4 verse 5, is often cited as a prerequisite event for the rapture. This interpretation, however, conflates the church's rapture with Israel's end-time events. Elijah's coming is related to the second coming of Christ, not the rapture. He will prepare the way for the Messiah during the second coming, which pertains to Israel rather than the church. The doctrine of imminence. The doctrine of imminence does not deny the possibility of signs occurring before the rapture. It merely states that no specific sign must precede it. This distinction is crucial. While we observe geopolitical changes and the strengthening of global governance structures, these developments are stage setting for the tribulation rather than indicators of the rapture's timing. Such stage setting has been ongoing for decades, even centuries, and does not necessarily point to an immediate rapture. In addressing 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 1-3, pre-wrath rapture proponents argue that the day of the Lord and the rapture are synonymous, suggesting that the rapture cannot occur until the Antichrist and the apostasy have appeared. This interpretation misreads the passage. The Apostle Paul's message is a reassurance that believers have not missed the rapture, as evidenced by the absence of the Antichrist and the apostasy. If these events have not occurred, then the day of the Lord has not begun, and believers can be confident that the rapture is still to come. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The Jewish elect. Matthew chapter 24 is often misinterpreted as well. Critics argue that the events described in this chapter, which precede the gathering of the elect, challenge the doctrine of imminence. However, a closer look at the context reveals that this gathering pertains to the Jewish elect during the tribulation, not the church. The references to the temple, the Sabbath, and the residents of Judea fleeing to the hills indicate a focus on Israel, not the church. One of the significant objections to the pre-tribulation rapture is the presence of martyrs under the altar in Revelation chapter 6 verses 9-10, who cry out for judgment. Critics claim that this scene contradicts the pre-tribulation rapture because it depicts saints experiencing God's wrath. This argument fails to differentiate between the church and Israel. The church, represented as a heavenly people, is raptured before the tribulation, while Israel, as an earthly people, will be preserved through the tribulation. The martyr's cry is not a request for the commencement of judgment but a plea for its completion. The 70th week. Furthermore, the pre-wrath rapture position asserts that God can work with Israel and the church simultaneously, as evidenced by historical events like 70 AD. This assertion overlooks the distinct economies through which God operates. The 70th week of Daniel, a future period of 7 years, is specifically designated for Israel. After the rapture, God will resume his dealings with Israel, as outlined in Acts chapter 15 verses 14-18. The church age, characterized by the gathering of people from the Gentiles, will have concluded, allowing God to focus exclusively on Israel during the tribulation. The pre-tribulation foundation. In support of the pre-tribulation rapture, several compelling arguments highlight its scriptural foundation. Damon Duck provides a comprehensive list of reasons reinforcing the pre-tribulation rapture's validity. Key points include: biblical silence on church's tribulation. No passages in the Old or New Testaments explicitly state that the church will experience the tribulation period. Time of Jacob's trouble. The tribulation period is called the time of Jacob's trouble, Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 7, indicating it is a time of trouble for Israel, not the church. Daniel's 70 weeks. Gabriel's prophecy to Daniel, Daniel chapter 9 verse 24, concerns the Jewish people in Jerusalem, with no mention of the church, indicating the church is not part of the 70th week. Absence of the church in Revelation. The church is mentioned frequently in the first 3 chapters of Revelation but is absent in the tribulation passages, Revelation chapters 4-19. Church's deliverance from wrath. Scriptures affirm that the church is not appointed to wrath, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 9, and has been delivered from the wrath to come, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 10. Imminence and comfort. The pre-tribulation rapture is presented as a source of comfort, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 18, which would be undermined if believers were destined to endure the tribulation. Protection of the faithful. Revelation chapter 3 verse 10 promises the faithful church will be kept from the hour of testing that will come upon the whole world. Biblical precedents. Just as Noah was preserved from the flood and Lot from Sodom, believers are expected to be preserved from the coming judgment. Marriage of the Lamb. The marriage of the Lamb occurs in heaven before Christ returns to earth at Armageddon, Revelation chapter 19, indicating the church is in heaven during the tribulation. Two phases of Christ's coming. At the rapture, Christ comes for his church, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 16 to 17. At the second coming, he returns with his church, Revelation chapter 19 verse 14. These points, among others, form a robust defense of the pre-tribulation rapture, demonstrating its consistency with biblical teachings and offering hope and assurance to believers. Further reading: Pre-Trib Rapture Arguments, by Damon Duck.